He is a full-time golfer, and I still think he runs Miami. I say unveiled Dwayne Wade statue. His Instagram, your IG page, D, right? As you say, good morning to you. Was a movie. And you had us all jealous out here on the West Coast as Darrell Wright joins us on the River Islands guest line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Is it a time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? Darrell, we're looking forward to you coming back to the Bay and helping out on some shows on Warriors pre and post game on NBC Sports Bay Area. And you are getting your golf game out there, man. I am jealous of your life, man. What's going on, D Wright? Long time no talk.
What's up, fellas, man? Thanks for having me, man. It's always good to, you know, come holler at my guys, man. Everything good, man, in SoCal. You know, everything is on the right path right now.
Absolutely. I know the Dodgers got the parade. They're doing that. Even though the Rams lost, I know you're not a Rams fan, but the Cowboys, you won't talk much football today. I know
please.
That.
Yeah, please.
We'll leave that alone. Let's start with Clay, because you were on the Warrior squad when Clay was a rookie. Mm-hmm. And as we were going to talk to Zaza and Fezzi later on today about different stages of Clay's career, when you first met Clay, the stories I heard was that he just didn't talk. He just...
Man.
You didn't know who he was. So can you explain kind of like when you first met Clay and what those first few months were like when Clay was entering the NBA as a rookie coming out of Washington State?
Man, fellas, you're talking about just a mute. You know, Clay said nothing ever. And but he was always funny. He was one of those guys that whenever something came out of his mouth, it was funny. And, you know, the one thing that, you know, in the locker room, when you walk in the locker room, you're supposed to speak to everybody. Clay would get there probably 10, 15 minutes before practice, beeline right to his locker and won't say nothing to anybody. You know, me being a vet, I used to be like, damn, young fella, like, good morning. Like, and he'd be like, oh, hey, what's up, guys? So, but just stand-up guy, man. Had an opportunity to work out with him almost every single day when we did our individual work. And I seen it from day one, just a sharp shooter. And I knew that he'd have a long, successful career in this league just because the work that he put in. And, you know, he was just about his business. He wasn't with no BS, none of the immature, none of that stuff. He came straight in mature and you know, acting like a pro from day one.
What was he like? Because we've talked so much about the Monte trade, you know. What was he like after the Monte trade when he now gets an elevated role?
Yeah, I think he was the same person. You know, even before Monte got traded, you know, Clay was still him. He still takes the shots that he took. And I think once Monte, you know, went on, he just got a little more aggressive. He got a little more comfortable being that starting lineup. And like I said, he was born to be a professional basketball player, because it felt like as soon as he got into that starting role, he just went into who he is today. So from day one, I felt like he was mature enough to understand what he had to do to be successful.
D. Wright, are you surprised when he was in his prime, man, he could lock down anybody? I mean, he had to defend guys like Damian Lillard, Donovan Mitchell, James Harden, Kyrie, all the top guys helping out Steph Curry on the defensive end. When you first got to meet Clay, and we knew he was a sharp shooter, he would shoot that thing and he'll light it up for the three-point line. Did you think at an early stage that, boy, this guy can be one of the best two-way players in the NBA?
Never thought that in my day, because you just seen the offensive game was just off the charts. You know, the 3-point shooting, the getting to my space and, you know, raising over the defense, and also the athleticism. He had that sneaky bounce. So really never even paid attention to the defense. You know, I knew he was always in the right spots. He understood the defensive schemes, but I felt like as his career went on, he got better and better on the defensive end and became one of those guys that you can depend on to go down and slow down the other team's best player. So I think over time he got much better at that, but never thought he'd be the two-way guy. Excuse me. Never thought he'd be the two-way guy that, you know, we all know today.
All right. So when you're the older guy on a team with a bunch of young guys, there's almost like this obligation to kind of go through some of the rituals away from the game, you know, and get to know everybody. What was he like away from the game? Like, what was he like when he wasn't playing basketball? Because so much is focused on basketball, and that's the beauty of Klay Thompson. But do you have any little nuggy nugs from you being the elder statesman and taking some of those young bucks out?
Oh, yeah. One thing about Klay, you know, he was quiet, but he always met downstairs when it was time to go hang out and go to dinner or a club, for sure. And I've caught Klay plenty of times when we were out having a great time. So that was always good to see, you know, especially someone like Klay. that really didn't talk as much as he did, as he does today, but he always had a good time. So he always separated. He wasn't one of those guys who, like, basketball is life. That's all I think about, eat, sleep. So one thing about Clay, man, we had a great time. And it's cool to hear Clay talk when I hear him on a podcast, or, you know, we come to our L.A. Hometown favorites camp and talk to the kids, and he just always brings up my name about how I helped him. And, you know, I just always be myself and, you know, try to give the young bucks as much advice as I can. And it sounds good when you hear Clay always mentioning those times when he felt like I was looking out for him or just being a good vet, man.
Darrell Wright here on the River Islands guest line on the Marley Ross on 95.7 The Game. Our brother from another mother will be joining us on Warriors pre and post game coming up during the holidays. And so you obviously won a championship with the Miami Heat, Shaq and D-Wade, and you learned a lot from Shaq, and you and D-Wade are still tight. You guys yeah. are still tight to this day. And to hear Klay Thompson, guys, and I hear this from a lot of young players, like D. Wright was a great mentor. You get a lot of respect in this league. Can you speak to what Klay told your team? Because we talked a little bit. I saw that Klay Thompson spoke to your hometown's favorite crew, and yeah. it seemed like he's just in a great place right now. Did you sense that too, man, this offseason?
Yeah, I definitely did. You know, I just felt like he is at that spot right now where he just wants to prove people wrong, you know. And I went through this in my career when I went to Europe, and I just wanted I still have so much left, and I feel like a lot of people probably doubted what I had left. Mm-hmm. So when you get that new start, it's like, man, I can finally show you guys what I've been talking about. It's probably been so frustrating, you know, for me to say it verbally, but my action is getting ready to show you that I'm still, you know, who I am. So mm-hmm. I feel like that's what Klay is going through right now. And he got off to an amazing start in the season. I think the last two games, he didn't shoot the ball extremely well, but, you know, still only 10 games in. But I felt like that was kind of like the person that I saw. And I even asked him, how you feel, man? Like, what you think? And I think the biggest thing for him is just like, it's a restart. I get to kind of build my legacy with a different team. And, you know, I need it. You know, we saw them in the finals, you know, the role players and those 3-point shooters not being able to make open shots for Kyrie and Luka. And he put a Klay Thompson with those guys, man, in a playoff game. I guarantee you Klay Thompson's going to make a lot of shots.
What was it like for your first time going back to Miami? You know, I know it's a little different, but like, I'm just trying to, I can't even imagine what Klay's going to be going through. So what was it like for you?
For me, it was a little bit different. You know, obviously we did win a championship. I did spend 6 years there. It was amazing. You know, just all the love that I got as soon as I walked into the arena from, you know, the people that work behind the scenes, the people that you really have those conversations with every day. You know, when you start seeing those faces and, you know, seeing them smiles and them happy for you, for your new role with a new team. And then you get to the court and it's just like, man, you get so nervous. You're so excited. You just want to do well. And I tell a lot of people all the time, because, you know, my first game back in Miami, I had 30. Just a little quick humble brag. Hey, I had 30 of them things. And I always tell people, when you go back to your old team or somewhere where, you know, either you live that, you either play your best game of your life or you play your worst game. There's no in between. Right. You either play really, really good or really, really bad. So it was pretty special for me to go back to Miami. The people that drafted me saw me grow up as an 18-year-old kid and, you know, drop 30 on them.
You think Klay's downplaying this return? We saw the post game. I think it's just they lost to Denver 122-120. It's right after a game. He's probably not thinking about it. He's saying, hey, man, it's just another game in November. But deep down inside, knowing Klay the way you do, D, right, this is just not another game, right? He's going to be emotional on the inside, right?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Even that game, he came back from the, you know, 2 years removed. And it's going to be, I feel like, that same type of energy, man, just being back somewhere that you spent so much time, you got so much history, you basically helped change the franchise. Yeah, it's not going to be another game. I know Klay is just trying to keep his nerves and his cool right now, but he's going to be so excited to get back there. And he's going to try to go at them boys. We all know what Klay is about to be on. And I really think he's going to be so excited and so nervous at the same time, where he just wants that ball to get tossed in the air so he could kind of relieve itself and, you know, feel good about itself.
You know, I don't know how he feels currently, but I know that I would be a little jaded if I was in his situation. Just there's so much baked into it. There's my own injuries, which are, I can't control. I've been busting my butt to try to come back. I'm trying to adjust to a new role. The finances that are just out there in the league right now, what I think that I've earned with my current organization, what they viewed me as, where I'm at now, the role they had for me. Like, I mean, I'm just naming 50 things here, and I'm trying to balance it all out. For you, how do you compartmentalize this as a player? So many emotions and so many layers to this. And like, I think a lot of people are like, oh, is Klay always going to feel a certain way toward the Warriors, whatever? Just speak on your own beliefs. Cause I'm sure everyone who leaves any situations, you kind of feel like I got to prove it to them. How did you get over that? Or do you ever get over those things?
Yeah, no, you never get over it. Shoot. I have, you know, my closest friend who is the franchise player, you know, leads in every stat, got a statue, got his number retired, Hall of Fame. But you better believe D Wade is, you know, pretty pissed still to this day that he ever had to leave Miami. I'm still pissed that, you know, spending 6 years in Miami, I thought I was going to be there my whole career. You know, it just means a little bit more when you can finish your career in one place, you know, especially when you've done so much for the organization, for the city, for the community. You want to end your career there because that's home. You know, you've adjusted, you know, you call it at home. We all know Klay being around the Bay, you know, taking the boat out, just all the things that he did, you know, that was his comfort zone. So now he's basically out of his comfort zone being in Dallas. So yeah, you just, you know, it never goes away. You always want to stay in that one place the rest of your career, your whole career. So I'm pretty sure it's going to take a long time for Klay to get over that.
And on the flip side here, the Warriors are playing well, 8-2 to start the season. Buddy Buckets is balling. De'Anthony Melton is back. Steph. Draymond's having a hell of a start to the season. How do you think Steph and Dre are entering this game? Because that was their brother, the big three. You know, it was the big four with Kevin Durant, but then the big three with Klay, Steph, and Dre, and they helped build this thing, basically built this organization. How are they entering this game? How do you think they are, like, seeing their former player, former teammate in another uniform who they thought they were going to end their careers together with after they had 11-30-23 day last season, D, right?
Yeah, it's going to be a little weird for those guys because, you know, the history and what they've done together, and now you're just my opponent, like, what? So I think it's going to be a crazy game for those two guys as well. They're going to come out trying to fire and try to get at their boy, you know, get in their bags and talk their mess, so I think for them as well, it's going to be one of those like playoff atmospheres because they're going to be so juiced up and so excited about the challenge, you know, playing their old boy. So the competitive nature never goes anywhere when you're playing against your guys. You want to beat the mess out of them. You want to, you know, have your best game. So I think Dre is coming out on a million.
Yeah.
I think Steph is going to be Steph, but I think Draymond for sure. I got them two getting chest to chest a little bit. You know, a little friendly fire.
I think so, too. We were playing the matchups here, and obviously if Wiggins plays, he's going to guard Luka to start.
Yeah.
De'Anthony Melton's probably going to guard Kyrie. Mm-hmm. You know, Gafford's going to probably be guarded by TJD or Looney, whoever starts there at the five. And you got to think Dre or Steph are going to get the assignment on Klay Thompson to start.
Yeah, I like that. I like that, man. There's nothing like going against one of your guys, you know, all their moves, you know, what they love to do. Makes it just a little bit easier for you as a defender and on offense to, you know, kind of get to your spot or cut something off or take something away. So, yeah, that's going to be a great matchup. And we all know you can't leave Klay Thompson open, man. There's going to be a layup. So it's going to be interesting to see the scouting report. And it's also going to be interesting to see the things that the Dallas Mavericks do because a coach knows, the players, you know, they all want you to win. That was one of the things when you went back to one of your old teams, you know, your whole crew kind of rallies around you like, man, we got to get this win for Klay. We got to get this win for, you know, this guy. So they're going to be feeding them and trying to get them open shots, probably even, you know, start the game off with a play for Klay, you know, kind of break the ice and feel good about itself.
When one door closes, another one opens for someone else, maybe even. Like, I'm looking at the opportunity now that Buddy Hield has had here as someone that's, you know, played in various locations and taken advantage of said opportunities. What do you think you've seen from Buddy Hield, and how do you think he's feeling right now? Because, boy, he's been phenomenal.
Man, listen, systems matters. Teams matters. Coaching matters. All that stuff matters, man. I feel like Buddy Hield is finally in a spot where he's getting held accountable. He's getting the play, the way, the style that we've seen in Oklahoma. Because, buddy, he was doing all this stuff at Oklahoma, coming off down screens, you know, playing with the ball a little bit. So I feel like he's getting back to that role when he was in Oklahoma, you know, getting buckets. So right. He looks really, really good in the system. And I could see him being one of the guys deep down this season to help them, you know, get over, you know, in that playoff run against the team, because he's shooting the ball lights out. We all know he's a great shooter, but he's a little more than just a great shooter. So I really, really have been enjoying watching Buddy Hield in this system.
I can't believe I'm blown away by him. I didn't know he had the bag that he had going to the cup and dunking and moving around here. D-Wright, overall, how are you feeling about this Warriors team? 8-2 start. Beat Boston. They're obviously no Jaylen Brown. They beat OKC. Chet gets hurt in that one, but up 30 gets Oklahoma City in Oklahoma City. That's impressive, nevertheless.
Yep.
How are you feeling about this Warriors team 10 games in?
I'm not going to lie. I'm really digging the team. I love how they fly around on defense. That's the one thing that's really standing out. It's two things that's standing out. The defense, they're flying around. You know, they're using their length. They're covering ground. They're protecting the paint. They're running guys off three-point line. But also, it's not one of those years where Steph Curry got to score 40 to get a win by five. Mm-hmm. You know, they're getting guys all around, you know, contributing. I love J.K. still. You know, I'm still high on J.K. I want him just to be consistent and just play at a high level. But I really like this team. Melton, you know, that's a hometown favorite right there. He brought me a Drew Lee championship 2 years ago. So, you know, that's an L.A. guy. That's my guy. So I just really like this team. Before the season started, you know, you see some of the names, you don't think those guys can really, you know, play at a high level, but I felt like those were great glue guys, adding Milton and Hill and those type of guys. So I really enjoy this team. And then you got the Young Bucks finally getting their opportunity. So, man, I really feel like this team is going to make some noise the rest of the year, for sure.
You've been on the J.K. train from day one, the day of the draft.
You already know.
You came to the studio, said they need to get J.K. Ishaski and I hopped on the bandwagon there. He's playing well in this role, playing really, really good basketball. So showing some maturity there. Warriors are 8-2. Dallas trying to get off the snide here on Clay Day, the first game of the Emirates NBA Cup. Now, do you right? The golf game looks good, too, man. Ishaski's over here jealous. He's looking at all your videos right now.
Yeah, man, I think it's just I got too much free time right now. Thank God the season is back in. I got my handicap all the way down to a 9 in the last few months. So, yeah, I've been playing some golf, man. So I'm excited about my game and finally launching my brand with D-Way Ace Golf members only. So watch out for that during Art Basel. We'll be launching.
Darrell, just to let you know I'm a large. You know, and,
let's go.
You know,
make sure I lace you up, man.
You know, I mean, I'll tag it on IG. Although I don't have the following you have, some may say I am an influencer.
Yeah, but sure, I got you. I'll make sure I lace you up, send you a hat, and everything down there.
Let's go. D-Rack,
when you back with us, man? You coming back later this month, right?
I think I will be there in 10 days. Yes, I'll be there on the 22nd.
Oh, nice. Can't wait. Can't wait to have you back, part of the crew,
it's
man.
It's a packed day for me that day.
Yeah. I'm sure you'll make some time to kind of.
Well, I've got the Reardon alumni luncheon that I'm hosting, and then I've got confirmation for my nephew.
You have no idea. Okay. The last 2 years, this guy's the most popular guy in the Bay Area, man. He's busy.
Oh, really? You running things?
Hey, dude, I can't even book a lunch with this guy. All the scraps that Bonte didn't finish off.
I can't even book a lunch with this guy.
Busy.
It's like, well, I got 30 minutes here, Bonte. Don't have time for you. It's like, damn, man. This would be my brother. Man.
I work cheap.
D-Wright. We'll talk to you soon, brother.
Good hearing your voice, man.
Hey, we didn't get no baseball talk, so hurry up and hang the phone up. We need to hear you,
man. It's all good. Go Dodgers, baby. Thank you, fellas.
All right, D-Wright. Our brother from another mother, Darrell Wright, here on the River Islands guest line. Always fun talking to him, man. Really a good dude.